So I've just been on the Trainline website, and I don't know if there's a mobile version of it or not, but surely by now all sites should have some sort of auto detection thing. Maybe we need to get a default piece of code or a group of code for PHP, Ruby and various other platforms that just send you to a mobilized version. Things like the train line. I went to that site, thetrainline.com, to have a look at train tickets from Oxford to Burton, which after 9:30, they're actually quite reasonable, and I should get back just before 12, and only one stop. But the website was atrocious on the mobile. Needs to be fixed. If we want people to adopt these things, they need to have a fast, rapid experience instead of having to load loads of stuff. The 3G in Oxford is unbelievably bad on O2. Like, third world bad. It's unbelievable that such a affluent area should be have such inferior 3G. It's bizarre. I said to somebody last night, oh, I'm trying to upload these audio booths, but it just won't go. And they told me that I had to go out of the pub and stand on the bridge because you'll get 3G on that bridge. It's a bit of the opposite of geolocation services when I have to locate myself where the services are instead of the other way around. What else was I going to say? Yeah, so I've just had breakfast. It's 8:22. I'm going to jump in a cab to the station. I'm going to grab the 9:35, I think it is. It takes about an hour and 40 minutes, and I'm guessing that I change at Birmingham and then onwards to home. And then I should be home around 1 o'clock, which should give me enough time to import graphics, get a letter printed off that I need to send today, and go and shoot a bit of video, and then sit down and start to get this content together over the next couple of days for the N86 tour, the stuff that we've done on the Nokias, and then get them phones back to Oneworld. I should really walk to the station, but I've been told it's about 40 minutes, and I'm just not gonna probably make it. I've got my ammo box as well. I don't find that trundling that along the road really would be very enjoyable. So I think I'm just gonna watch a little bit of telly for about 15 minutes, and then I'm gonna head out. But yeah, something for the O2 3G in Oxford really needs sorting out because it's so bad, and. That's it really, that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to just have a bit of a moan about mobile stuff. I don't understand why providers of internet systems in hotels don't have a mobile portal for the phone, you know, literally for Blackberries and iPhones and all the major ones. Nokia, iPhone, Blackberries would be good enough. But it's all full fat, full browser window, you know, it's not optimized for it. It wouldn't be that hard really to write an optimized version. I guess it's just another thing that could go wrong though, and I can imagine it adds more technical support, but it should be tested and they should roll these things out regularly. But the problem is most of these systems are sold like in bulk or wholesale, and once they've done the deal, that's it. They go disappear, or the company shuts down or goes and does something else, and it's just then you know, the hotel is just paying for their monthly broadband connection. They don't really worry about the software so much. They literally just reboot it. I presume they have some sort of SLA on it, but it doesn't ever change. And it really needs to. The whole portal system thing needs to change because it's a mess. I feel a little bit tired, but sort of still running on the adrenaline of flying around from place to place to place. And Dubai is still fresh in my mind, which is surprising because normally I'm quite sort of been there, done that, right, move on to something else. But I keep on getting visions of driving, riding on the Dubai Metro up and down, because I was literally getting off one stop and onto another stop to go back and see the Burj and see the palms. And that was pretty amazing. I know for a fact that I'll be back to Dubai at some point. And I made some really, really good contacts with people who are just... really, they just really get social media. The two Arabic guys that I met who set up the organic drinks company that infused all that stuff into their drinks. I mean, those drinks over here would sell a bunch. They would sell a bunch. I don't think I've ever tasted anything so different in terms of having that orange infused Earl Grey with mint in it. It was like, I can't even describe to you how nice it was and refreshing. It was like, it really was one of those drinks that, you know, you could go out and do exercise and bang that and you'd be like, oh, refreshed. I bet you can make it for, I bet you can import it and export. I should talk to him actually. I should talk to him about, because there was another guy who does import and export of hardware stuff, and they're just getting into social media, and they're actually switching their business up to go into Twitter and the social networks, and they haven't really done any advertising online. I think he was at on Twitter shop and ship. Maybe we should talk to him and then link up with the other guy and see if we can get some of that stuff shipped over here, because it was amazing. Okay, right, I'm going to chill out for a bit and then I'm going to head home.